Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks again and welcome in year 26 for Real Golf Radio. The year, of course, is 2025. So good to be with you. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope your holidays were special and great and you enjoyed the aspects. And welcome back to, I guess, regular life as we kick things off. With the holidays being in the middle of the week, it does make those last few days, even after they're all over, sort of a fallout of that. And so I think, you know, you're listening to this on the weekend, maybe Monday morning headed back. You're going to get back in the swing of things. I think the real New Year's, if you will, is actually Monday the 6th, because like I said, everything after the 1st, when it's the middle of the week, is kind of a wash, but not for the PGA Tour players. Their scores count starting on the 2nd out there in Maui at Kapalua, and some beautiful scenes on television and some amazing play that's already taken place. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the expectations from a lot of the names that are there playing this week. Remember, it's no longer a winners only event. If you're top 50 in the previous year's FedEx Cup, you get to go and play. So you've got that plus the winners. There's 59 players that are in the field this week. Scottie Scheffler, not one of them. And here's a reminder, kids, careful in the kitchen when you're around sharp objects, even when
and glass.
Even when you are an amazing professional athlete like Scottie Scheffler, emergency hand surgery. Oh my gosh, not something you would have expected from him. What a year he had.
What's really interesting is that these guys have to be very careful about what they do. I remember Phil Mickelson, what he was either skiing or snowboarding, and he hit and he hurt his knee and couldn't play that year. Could the things that you do or the things that they do and possibly can do if they're having fun or enjoying things could cause them not to be able to play and could ruin their career for a long time.
Well, let's not go down that road with Scottie just yet, but we'll talk about Scottie. And what are the expectations coming off the big year that he had? 7 wins. And how about Xander coming off a pair of majors?
Yeah,
he was 0-4. Now he's 2-4 last year. What are the expectations in 2025? We'll talk about all of that. The caddy will join us at some point as well. At Real Golf is a Twitter handle. Stay with us. We're just getting started. First show of the year. This is Real Golf Radio.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com. Here's something. You can stay at the resort while it continues ongoing construction in what they call a preview period. You're going to get a highly discounted rate. Come enjoy the resort, play some golf, experience the food. I'll tell you what, Bob, I ate at the new steakhouse, the third floor steakhouse there inside the resort. It's called Basalt. Yeah. New Year's Eve prefix menu. It was phenomenal. One of the best steaks I've ever had. Talk about a thick fillet with a really perfect crust on the outside. Mm-hmm. And then as you get through that in the middle, it is so perfectly uniform, the same temperature and color all the way through. Juicy, flavorful. I was blown away. And here's nice. One. So anyway, before I go too far down the road, blackdesertresort.com. Book your stay there. Book your tee times. Go experience it. And it's really
cool. I'm all about talking food, Brian.
Well, I'm gonna continue with that for a second because I had a first, okay?
You had a first?
Yes. So it was New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
It was the prefix menu. Didn't realize that before we went and sat down. So basically you chose your protein, you chose soup or salad, and then they brought out everything else, all the sides or family style and whatnot. So
Right.
First, guess what the starter was? Oyster on the half shell.
Oysters on the half shell. That was a first for you.
This gentleman right here has never slurped an oyster before.
What did you put on the oyster?
So it already had what they called a pineapple caviar already added to it.
Okay.
The presentation was lovely. It was on a little ball of salt, and then the shell sat right on top of it, and it was on a nice little dish and whatnot. It was very nicely done.
One oyster or six?
Just one per. There's four of us there, so they set four of them down. My lovely
bride.
Did your wife
have one?
Absolutely not. by the way, happy birthday, Gina. She's 51 years young today, so we wish her a happy birthday. But the couple that we were with, he was a buddy of mine. He wasn't having it. His wife was like, I'm down. So she slurps the first one, right? And then she goes, that's pretty good. She goes, you got to do it. Then she tells me she'll give me $100 if I did it. And I'm like, what am I, six? I'm like, I haven't had anybody offer me money to eat since I was a kid. Anyway, I wasn't going to take the money, but I'm like, all right. So she ended up down in two before and I'm like, all right, I got to do this. So I geared up. Now, it wasn't that bad. I had to gear up.
Oh my goodness.
I was a little uncertain. It didn't smell great.
Okay.
It's just, it's kind of, I don't know. It's not my thing. I don't think, but I did. Yeah, the texture, it was okay. Like the pineapple, the sweet with the salty, like it actually was fine. Here's what I didn't realize. There's like rocks in there.
That shell.
Well, I got some rocks.
You got some rocks?
Like Tic Tac size.
Okay.
And apparently that's a little unusual. Sometimes you get some gritty sand in there, but so I kind of had to spit a little bit of that out, but otherwise it was fine. I don't think I would go order me a six pack, you know, necessarily of that, but
dozen, baby.
No.
Yeah.
You're in, you're all in on that.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Little horseradish, little cocktail sauce or some hot sauce. Absolutely. Slurp them right down, baby. Now, when they're really good, now when they're really good is when my son and daughter used to live in Panama City, Florida, we would go to this little oyster house and you'd get a dozen of them and they would come with the sauce and a jalapeno on top and they were cooked, partially cooked and they were really good.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, it was a first for me, but I digress. The whole
only had one. You didn't eat Gina's?
No. That was all I needed. I did.
One's not enough. Come on.
It was plenty. There's people driving out there. They know what I'm talking about. Anyway,
next time you got to try Cherry Stone clams. Well, same thing.
It was a prefix menu. I didn't have the option. So anyway, it was very well done. Check out Basalt. 20th hole afterwards was hopping. They had music in there. They opened up the simulators so you could, for free, go out and play golf. They had half price appetizers. It was a fun party. New Year's Eve was a blast at Black Desert. So anyway, check it out, blackdesertresort.com. And again, thanks for joining us. So a couple of things that we introduced in the first segment there at the top of the hour. And one of those was the Alex Maselli article of kicking off his season, if you will, of writing by talking about, here's what he said. It's been 938 days since the first shot was hit in the first LIV golf event outside of London in 2022. It's been 577 days since the PGA Tour and the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia announced a framework agreement that ended legal hostilities and created a foundation on which to build a genuine working relationship between them. It's been 593 days since the first LIV golfer, Brooks Koepka, shocked the world by winning the 2023 PGA Championship, and 201 days since the second LIV golfer, Bryson DeChambeau, outlasted Rory McIlroy in the field at Pinehurst No. 2 to win the 2024 U.S. Open. So he goes on to say, basically, each of these moments marks milestones in a war that's as lethargic, and he goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
But the bottom, then he says, what could be taking so long? Why is converting an agreement outlining a framework to a final version been so difficult? And he wonders if these are some of the questions that professional golf will address in the coming year. And then this is one that I found to be pretty interesting. He said, oddly, recreational golf is in the best shape it's been in decades. Many could not care less about what's happening in professional golf, but are more focused on participating in the game, where golfers have swelled many tee sheets beyond capacity. And he says, golfers in 2025 want to play golf and not watch golf unless it's one of the four majors or the Ryder Cup. That's all the professional fix they need or seemingly want. All the other golf tournaments are just background noise. What do you... There's several things to tackle there, but let's start with the framework agreement, and then let's get into what golfers want or not want. So first of all, a lot of days have passed, a lot of time, a lot of water under the bridge, Bob. It doesn't seem like it's as hostile as it's been in the past, but it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. What's your take on why nothing has happened to this point between the Tour and LIV?
Yeah, it's just kind of floundering down the street, so to speak. But yeah, we expected something to really transpire when they made that announcement by the end of that year. Now, here we are another year past that point, and nothing has really happened. So I don't know. The interesting thing is that, John Rahm made a jump a year ago. You've got all those players that decided to take the money. You've got contracts for those players that are coming up next year. And yet still, the PGA Tour has not entered that full-on agreement with them. Now, the PIF is trying to do an agreement with the European Tour. So they're trying to figure out what they can do with the European Tour, and the European Tour and the PGA Tour kind of connected at the hip too. So it's kind of interesting what's happening, but it's also kind of interesting that nothing has happened. And is it the long game that the PGA Tour is trying to do, or are they trying to jump in and get something done quickly? The other thing that helped with this was the investment fund that came in and infused a great deal of money into the PGA Tour as well.
I think that was a big deal because the long game seemed to favor the Saudis, who had endless amounts of money, right? Yep. So if someone was going to bleed somebody out, it felt like the PIF could do that over the PGA Tour. Well, the PGA Tour gets the investment in, so that gives them, shores them up for a little bit. And I find myself in conversations less and less about this whole thing.
Yes, but when it
does,
of course. But
when it does come up, there is definitely a weariness around it. It's almost turned to really a complete apathy where people don't even care anymore.
Right.
I think everybody's like, look, well, I thought they were all going to get back together. I don't even care who was right or wrong or what the issues at hand were. We just want to see these guys all play together. And it's quickly, though, becoming about, wait, I forgot about those guys.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. And this is not me being personal against any one particular thing or specifically against Liv, but out of sight, out of mind. I don't care what it is. Think about what your favorite movie was. And then if you haven't thought about it for a while, it's kind of gone away. Like John Rahm has gotten zero attention. Nobody's even talking about John Rahm anymore.
Right.
And so I think that's Cam Smith. Boy, he was something there, right? Just goes and wins the 150th Open Championship at St. Andrews. Off the map.
So off the map.
It's just those things where I think you start to look at who are the next stars? Who are the players that are now that I'm watching? You know, who's gonna capture my attention? Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, you know, young guys, Will Zalatoris making a comeback, Matt McCarty, what he did winning on the Korn Ferry and the PGA Tour. You know, a bunch of young guys, Nick Dunlap. A lot of guys are coming up and say, okay, maybe this is going to be the next generation. And you know, we don't talk much about Phil Mickelson any longer. We don't talk about Dustin Johnson any longer.
Right.
You know, those names have kind of gotten replaced almost as if they've retired or passed away. And I don't mean to say, you know, I don't mean to be morbid.
It's true.
But you know what I mean?
True.
Like, it just, they're not part of the conversation any longer. And that to me is the biggest indicator. So anyway, I want to get more of your thoughts on this. And then this whole idea that in 2025, golfers want to play golf, not necessarily watch golf. Are we trending that way? Do we want to watch a little less? Let's talk about that. We got to take a quick break. We'll hit it next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, brought to you in part by Mountain Land Supply. Mountain Land Supply is the official Rainbird Golf irrigation supplier for our home state here in Utah. If you want your lawn to look as good as your favorite golf course, shop where the pros shop at Mountain Land Supply. Go to mountainlandsupply.com for a location near you. And thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. At Real Golf is where you can find us on Twitter. We were just talking about Alex Maselli's article on the Daily Drive, where he was kind of lamenting about how long this feud has gone on between LIV and the PGA Tour, and how there's sort of growing apathy amongst the fan base of professional golf as to both the PGA Tour and LIV. I'm not sure LIV has ever really taken off with the fans. I am astounded at the passion of the loud few that are out there trying to beat the LIV drum. There's a few that claim it's the greatest thing ever. It's not. Sorry, it's not.
No.
Like, professional golf could use some tweaks. 72-hole stroke play every single week, same thing. I can see sometimes that gets monotonous. Here's what it does, though. And then this is kind of leads into what his comment is, that in golfers in 2025 want to play golf and not watch golf unless it's one of the four majors or the Ryder Cup. That's all the professional fix they need or seemingly want. The rest of the tournaments are all just background noise. So that's what again, Alex wrote in his article. And I had to think about that for a second, because in some ways, I don't know how many diehard golf fans sit down on Thursday and then again on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and watch an entire tournament outside of those five events he just mentioned. Do you? I mean, I think it's pretty, I mean, there's obviously people that do, but here's what I like about the four-day thing, okay? This is why I don't like just the 36 holes. Because guess what? I pop in the evening. Oh yeah, they're playing in Maui. I flip it on. I might watch it for 30, 40 minutes. And I like that. I like that it's available to watch. That doesn't mean I'm going to jump on my phone. I'm going to check the quick leaderboard. I'm going to watch the coverage. I'm going to see what's going on. I'm going to get a quick story from Twitter, some of the things that I might have missed. And then I'll sit and I'll watch the broadcast for an hour, if you will.
Right.
And now I've got, like, I watched, you know, some pretty cool shots this week so far in Maui. But I didn't sit down and watch from start to finish. But if it's the British Open, I'm up at 4 a.m. or 2 a.m.
exactly,
as the case may be, and
exactly,
we're watching everything we can, right?
Yeah.
If it's the Masters, you're not missing a minute of it.
Yeah, the majors are a totally different realm as far as what you want to watch as far as golf is concerned. You want to consume the whole thing. Everybody does. And it doesn't matter if it's on television. It doesn't matter if it's streaming. It doesn't matter if it's online somehow, on websites, whatever. Everybody's consuming the whole thing, as well as the Ryder Cup and, to a certain extent, the President's Cup as well. But they're consuming the whole thing.
But that's like now, 5 out of 50 weeks, Bob.
I know it is. I understand that. I understand that. But professional golf still drives the golf industry and still keeps people excited, even though they may not be watching as much as they used to on a weekly basis watching golf. It's
and then what do you mean by they drive? In what ways does it drive it?
Well, it drives guys want to know what tour players are playing. Case in point, Max Homa this week, he comes out, he's got Cobra.
That was definitely the biggest shakeup of the year in players.
We knew about this 3 or 4 weeks ago. Okay. Sworn to secrecy, let them come out, and then he comes out and he's got a Cobra bag, he's got Cobra equipment, everything, and why he made the change. And all of that now is posted on the websites like Golf Channel and that kind of thing. So it when guys change or when guys put new product in play, number one golf ball on the PGA Tour title list, number one putter, you go on and on and on, then that's what drives the business part of the game is through the PGA Tour. And through the professionals in the game and what they're playing. And guys always want to get the latest and greatest in the new stuff. So as far as the PGA Tour is concerned, they still drive the game. Even though people are not consuming as much on a weekly basis.
Okay. So what I'm hearing from you is it's the engine that just keeps everything turning.
Yeah.
Even if it is, as Alex says, some of those tournaments become background noise. Even if it's in the background, it's still driving the industry.
It's a driving force. You bet.
You know what? I'll buy that to some extent. I don't know that you have to have every one of your fans clamoring to tune in on a daily, weekly basis in order to be considered successful. The NFL is a unique animal, isn't it? It's once a week. It's 3 to 4 hours of that one day. It's appointment watching, okay? And you can say, hey, a golf tournament's 3 to 4 hours. Yeah, but it's 3 to 4 hours over 4 days.
Right. So where the NFL is a game on Thursday, games all day Sunday, and a game on Monday.
But you're not... A lot of people watch every NFL game they can.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan of a particular team, it's appointment viewing for your team when they play. And you're probably going to watch a few other things. And here's the other thing. It's winter time for much of the year or much of the country. Mm-hmm. It's not you don't really have the option to get out and play golf. So you're looking for more television opportunity. I tend to watch more golf in the off season than I do during the full season because let's face it. If it's a summer Saturday and I have the opportunity to sit in my house and watch golf, or go out to the club and play golf, I'm going out to play.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I pop in afterwards, I want that golf tournament on so I can, hey, what's going on? What's Scheffler doing this week? What's so-and-so? You know, you want to tune in to see that. So I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Just because of the way he couched that, speaking of Alex Maselli on Daily Drive, that all the other golf tournaments are just background noise. I like the way the perspective you said that it may, it's still an engine that is driving the game because I agree with you. Max Homa, I think, is going to do probably the most for Cobra Puma Golf as anybody has ever done for the brand. Ricky Fowler, that's probably a hard one to quantify because Ricky is a very, very popular guy. Bryson, I don't think Bryson was selling clubs.
No.
He kind of confused everybody with the one length stuff and all the science.
Yep.
But Max Homa is... First of all, a tremendous professional golfer. Second, and probably 1B, he's a tremendous personality.
Yes.
And so he has captured an audience of young people, golf enthusiasts, passionate golf fans, and they all want to follow Max Homa and what he does. He's kind of that fun, cool guy. And he started out by just rating people's golf swings on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Send me your golf swing, and then he would just like kind of shred them a little bit, but he did it in a fun way,
and his
popularity just soared, and he's continued to put out great content, and people love him. So great get by Cobra Puma Golf, and you know, for a guy to leave the mothership, Titleist is kind of the mothership in the game.
Mm-hmm.
For someone to leave Titleist and go to Cobra Puma, people will first and foremost say, well, they must have paid him a ton of money. Well, they probably did. But a guy in it, Max's point of his career is not going to switch companies to at the detriment of his game and his future.
Right.
He had a taste of it last year at Augusta. He got a taste, and he, you know, he wants to get right back there. So is that to say Cobra's better than Titleist? I don't know that that means that, but it sure as heck means it's not worse.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing that's kind of interesting is when you started this, when we started talking about this, you said, you know, I want to look on my phone. I'm going to look and see what the leaderboard looks like. I'm going to look and maybe see a couple of shots, that kind of thing. When you come home, you can turn the broadcast on and maybe watch an hour or so, that kind of thing. That's how people watch golf now. They watch in snippets of time. And
it's kind of how we do everything these days, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you can stay in touch with what's going on. But just to sit down for 3 or 4 hours to watch a TV broadcast, to watch the game of golf, is not what people do these days. They, like you said, they'll watch it in half an hour. They'll check in on the Golf Channel. They'll check in on any type of media like we do with the radio show to kind of get their update and their fix and to hear what's going on and to see what's happening. And then they move on. That's just the way we are in today's world.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting. Well, all right. That is that conversation. I like I said, I am one of those guilty. I don't know if guilty is the right word, but you can throw me into the group of people that probably wants to go out and participate more than just sit down and watch.
And there's other ways to participate than just playing golf too.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, the KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
My name is Ariel, and I was in a car accident. Siegfried and Jensen, they decided to take my case and decided to go and protect me as a person. And I definitely recommend them.
Here for you 24/7.
Siegfried and Jensen took care of me, and they'll take care of you too.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
The segment is brought to you in part by Hoops Vision. Save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure from the pros at Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com. Just mention Real Golf Radio when you go for your free consultation. Look, this is the group that has done the eyes of some of the best players in the games ever seen. Masters champions, senior PGA champions, high-level instructors, all these guys with famous names that you've heard of. They've all trusted their eyes to Hoops Vision, as have Bob and me. Go to hoopsvision.com. Again, mention Real Golf Radio to save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision, hoopsvision.com. And thanks for joining us. At Real Golf is a Twitter handle. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Tune in and listen every Saturday morning, 6 to 8 Eastern, 8 to 10 Mountain here in Utah, where we are coming at you live from Salt Lake City, Utah. Always a pleasure to be with you. Year 26 of talking golf with you here on Real Golf Radio. All right, so we left off with a kind of an interesting one. We talked about Scottie Scheffler. Obviously, he had an amazing season last year. Not only did he have the 7 official PGA Tour wins, but he also captured a gold medal and then, threw in Tiger's Hero World Challenge for good measure there at the end of the season, and then split his hand open and had surgery on his hand. So, not only did
that wasn't from the claw grip.
No, I don't think so. That was, well, he might have gripped something.
Yeah, that was cooking in the kitchen.
Oh, geez, over the holidays. Careful on the holidays. Yeah. Gotta be careful out there. So he was arrested and had surgery and won 9 times. So that's a pretty good season for Scotty. Here's my question. What are the realistic expectations for Scottie Scheffler in terms of number of wins for 2025? Here's what he's done so far in his career. In the last 3 years, he has 4, 2, and 7 wins respectively. So what can we expect him to come off of that 7-win season and win in 2025? I'll just let you throw a number out there, but then I want to go through some of the other high-level win seasons and what those best players did following up a big season. What's your initial reaction, Bob?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what he's going to do going forward, but we've seen his track record. He won 4 times. Once he started to win, he won 4 times that year. Then 2 in the second year, and then 7 last year on the PGA Tour. Scottie Scheffler's learning how to win, and he likes winning, or else he wouldn't have won 7 times last year, and also the Olympics gold medal, and also Tiger's event to round out the year. So, having said that, it's pretty hard to say he's going to do 7 or more, but I think it's very easy to say he's going to do 5.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And so, especially if he does what he did at Tiger's event, which was change his putting grip and made a lot more putts. So when Scottie Scheffler is such a consummate ball striker and such a short game guru that once he figures out the putting stroke and starts to believe in everything in that, which he did quite a few times last year in winning 7 or 8 or 9 times. Once it becomes more rote for him with the new putting stroke and that kind of thing, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough. And these guys only come along every so often. You think of guys that have had great years like Jordan Spieth or Rory or whatever. Nobody's come close to 7 except for Tiger. Nobody's come close to seven.
And VJ.
And Scotty and VJ. And Scotty did it last year.
Okay, I like your five. I mean, five, I think, is so you're talking 12 wins in 2 years. And that's really good. We'll talk about that. Here's why you might say five, Bob, because he's showing Tiger-like trends. All right, everybody pump the brakes before you freak out on me. Listen to this. He's won the Phoenix Open twice.
Yep.
He's won the Arnold Palmer twice. He's won the Masters twice. Tiger made a living.
He's won the Players
twice. And the Players twice.
Yeah.
Tiger made a living, other than the Players, at winning certain tournaments multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to
seven, eight times.
You get to Torrey Pines, you just figure Tiger's going to win, right?
Yep.
You know, you get to Bay Hill, thinking Tiger. You get to Augusta, you're thinking Tiger. You get to, like, there's a lot of places that, you know, Firestone Country Club, you're thinking yep. Tiger, right? There's places that Tiger just seemed to, that was his spot. And so when you start to see that comparison, I have to think, I mean, would you not put money on Scotty to win a Phoenix?
Oh yeah.
I mean, he won in 21 and he won again in 22. What's not to say, I'd have to look and see what he did in 24, but I mean, the guy's, are you not going to put money on him at Augusta?
Of course you are. He's the guy in the game right now. He's the number one player. He's the guy that, okay, so you talk about seven wins, but, okay, he's had nine runner-ups, 10 third-place finishes, and 44 top five finishes in 130 events. Okay. He's cranking out the numbers like you would see for somebody. Every week we talk about Scotty when he's in the field. He's the guy that has the opportunity to win. Okay. Didn't miss a cut last year. Had a whole bunch of top tens. Had seven wins.
And high quality wins, Bob.
High
Arnold
quality
Palmer,
wins.
Players, Masters, Heritage. Which yep. was back right off the Masters. I mean, go back-to-back weeks. The drain yep. of winning the Masters. You would have expected he could have pulled out. Nope, he goes and plays Heritage and wins. Memorial, Jack's event. Again, signature wins. The Travelers, the Tour Championship.
Yep.
I mean, now, you know, there is an asterisk at the Tour Championship because Colin Morikawa had the lowest score. You know, he had the lowest score. But nevertheless, he under the parameters given him, he went on to win.
Yes.
So that's something we can talk about another day. But yeah, pretty amazing.
The other thing is,
yeah, go ahead.
With him, the other thing is with him, okay, if he duplicates his year last year, if he duplicates it this year, he'll be lifetime exempt on the PGA Tour, 20 wins.
Love that stat. Scotty's first last year, here's his stats. First in strokes gained total, second off the tee, first in approach the green, 77th in putting. It's still not horrible, by the way.
No, no.
I mean, if you're inside the top 100 on your bad stat, that's pretty dang good. let's see. Second in total driving, 64th in distance, which is interesting. In a seemingly power-driven tour, 64th. Yeah. Now look, 303.8 on average. Isn't
yeah.
like 303.
Yeah.
Like it's not bad. Like it's not short by any means. 23rd in driving accuracy, third in greens and regulation. Second in proximity. I love that stat. If you're going to dominate the PGA Tour, why not props?
Yeah.
Like proximity.
Why not?
Like
why not hit it freaking close to the hole?
Everybody hits it good, but you just hit it that much closer? Like that's demoralizing, isn't
yep.
it? When yep. you can just yep. stuff it inside somebody, it's just like, hey, nice shot. Boom, right inside them. That's just, I love that. Fifth in scrambling. 70th in sand save. So his putting in his sand game, but look, you'd have to really nitpicking that. 16th scrambling from the rough. First in putting average. What? First in putting average? Wait, I thought he just went to a different grip because of his putting. He's first in putting average. 21st in putts per round. 22nd in one putt percentage. Anyway, yeah, it's just, it goes on. First in birdie average. Where do we stop? Guys like freaking Dames. Tiger-like numbers.
Yes.
Really, really good stuff. So, all right. So here's something to consider. Here's some of the greats who have had seven or more wins, okay? From 1999 to 2009, you got to start with Tiger Woods, right? 99 to 09, it's untouched. Tiger won 64 times in that stretch. Here's what it looked like. 8-9 from 99 to 2000. 8-9, okay? That's ridiculous. 8-9. Then he went 5-5-5, one. So 2004, that was a down year. He had one. Then he went 6-8-7. 6-8-7. That was the best three-year stretch, 6-8-7. And then 4-6. 8-9-5, 5-5-1, 6-8-7-4-6. Are you kidding me?
That's a phone number. Dial him up.
Should be his password anyway. That's pretty good. If you don't incorporate that somehow into it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so VJ, he had a three-year stretch, 2003 to 2005. He went 4-9-4.
Okay.
So he went from 9-4. You're saying Scotty's going 7-5.
Yep.
Or better, okay?
Yep.
Spieth, back in 2014, 15, 16, he went 5-2-3. I mean, that five-win season was in 2014, 15. That was kind of...
And contended in every major championship.
That was one of the best we'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Since 2009 when Tiger was winning, you know, 10 times in 2 years.
Right.
And then Rory McIlroy from 12 to 14, so 12, 13, and 13, 14 season, he went four wins to three. That's really it though, Bob.
Yeah, and as Rory McIlroy's won 26 times on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 26 times. And he's never won more than four times in any given year. And I think he has 3 years where he's won three times.
Yeah. And he's won the most of any current active player on PGA Tour.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
So what we witness just doesn't happen all that often. So I don't know what five, I think, is aggressive. I have a hard time taking the under right now.
There's no chance you would have ever said seven for this last year.
No.
No chance.
There's nothing about Scotty that says he's letting up.
I agree.
And let me ask you this. What about Scotty? Could you say he spent it all this season? He's got nothing left for next season. Or that was a one-hit wonder. There's zero about Scottie Scheffler that tells you any. In fact, if you look at Scotty, you'll think did he even break a sweat? Did he even break a sweat? Did it take anything out of him? The man got arrested. You know, and he still went out and shot 67 or 66 or whatever that day.
67. Yeah.
Gosh. In case you're wondering, Byron Nelson won 18 times in 1945. That was one of our favorite interviews that we've done in the 26 now years of doing Real Golf Radio. is interviewing Byron about that just a year or so before he passed away, 18 times in a single season. Hogan,
stay tuned for that when we hear the Byron Nelson again.
Well, that we do that on an annual basis. Yep. Hogan, who was always rivaling Byron Nelson, got 13 in 1946. Sam Snead picked up 11 in 1950. Hogan had 10 in 48. Paul Runyon in 1933 won 9. Tiger had his 9 in 2000. VJ had his 9 in 2004. Horton Smith won 8 in 1929. Sarazen in 1930. Snead in 1938. Nelson again in 1944. How about that? Byron Nelson went 8-18. And just in case you're wondering, here's what he told us. He eliminated careless shots and he worked on his chipping.
Because he chipped poorly.
Chipped poorly.
Yep.
So he went from 8 to 18. There was a war going on. But I don't want to cheapen it. Guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer won 8 in 1960 and again in 1962. How good is that?
That's really good, too.
8-win seasons in 3 years. Wow. 2 8-win seasons.
I think most my dad won is 6.
6 in a year. Johnny Miller in 1974, 8. Tiger 8 in 99 and 2006. So that's kind of your top guys right there of, you know, it just doesn't happen very often. Most wins in two consecutive seasons, Nelson with his 26 and 44, 45. Let's just take out the 40s. And the only one that's not in the 40s is Tiger Woods when he won 17 in 99, 2000.
That's crazy. And that's dominance. And that's...
So Scotty's not getting 10, right? He's not going to get 17 in 2 years.
No, I don't think he's going to get 17 in 2 years. I think he's going to get between 12 and 12 and 14.
Oh, Bob's going for the 5-7 number for Scotty this year.
I'm rooting, just like I root for the guys with the career grand slam. Yeah. I'm rooting for Scotty for 7 this year and being lifetime exempt.
Going back to back 7.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that puts him in one of those categories. If he goes 7-8, he would be in Tiger. Tiger went 8-7. He could go 7-8. He could get the 15 in 2. That would be Vijay went 9-4. That's 13. Does he beat Vijay's 13? Well, you said 5, so that would put him at 12.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll see. Hey, who are the stars on the PGA Tour right now besides Scottie Scheffler? Who is going to star this season? And what actually constitutes a star on the PGA Tour? That's all part of our conversation on the back nine. Stay tuned. Hour number 2 is coming up next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Sports Shorts! I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. On the court in NBA news, the Miami Heat have suspended star guard Jimmy Butler for 7 games due to multiple instances of conduct detrimental to the team. Butler has indicated to the Heat that he would like to be traded. On the NBA scoreboard, the Pistons and the Hornets battled it out, Pistons getting a W in a close one, 98-94. The Magic defeated the Raptors, 106-97. Celtics on the road against the Rockets win big, 109-86. Thunder win it at home against the Knicks, 117-107. New Orleans Pelicans get a win over the Wizards, 132-120. Cavaliers continuing stacking up W's with a win over the Mavericks, 134-122. Wemby for the San Antonio Spurs continues to dominate with 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 4 assists in a win over the Nuggets, 113-110. The Sacramento Kings come out on top in a matchup against the Memphis Grizzlies. That final score, 138-133. And the Lakers get a win over the Hawks at home, 119-102. On the NHL scoreboard, the Panthers and the Penguins battled it out all the way into a shootout. Panthers win it 3-2. Blues shut down the Senators, winning 4-0. Blackhawks double the Canadian score, winning 4-2. Oilers winning a close one over the Ducks 3-2. And the Predators ice the Canucks, winning 3-0. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. On April 18th of 2024, the NHL awarded Salt Lake City a franchise to begin playing immediately in the 24-25 season. This was not expansion. It was the old Arizona Coyotes franchise that for the most part languished in the greater Phoenix area from 1996 until this past spring when the Coyotes land acquisition deal was tabled yet again in the city of Tempe, forcing the move. Recent expansions under Commissioner Gary Bettman in Las Vegas and Seattle are both success stories, and Salt Lake City's Utah Hockey Club will be another. Owners Ryan and Ashley Smith have made the Utah Jazz a fixture in the state's biggest city, and the hockey team, who will have a nickname this summer, are on an equal level with their NBA brethren. A new Delta Center will be ready for both the NBA and NHL teams in 2027, and in the interim, ownership is renovating the current arena, originally built for basketball, to decrease the obstructed view seats and improve on the 11,131 capacity of the building. And besides deep pockets, the Smith family brings a respect that the players weren't getting previously. First-class practice facilities in the greater Salt Lake area, along with accommodations on the road like they've never experienced, staying in first-class hotels, and experiencing first-class transportation. If you treat your employees right and have the culture that brings in players that will appreciate and ultimately perform when given these amenities, that culture will only improve over time, and Utah will become a destination for players that wouldn't have given this franchise a look in the past. Bettman's loyalty to the greater Phoenix area still exists, and he stated that the Arizona Coyotes franchise can be reactivated in less than 5 years if there's a steady progress towards building a new arena. But for now, the move to Utah and joining forces with the Smith ownership appears to be a game-winning goal. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome to another hour, another season of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, he's Bob Casper. Good to be with you at Real Golf's Twitter handle, X, sorry. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found, and you can also find us on other social channels at Real Golf, at Golf Radio, at Real Golf Radio. Search it all, and be sure to take us along for the ride wherever you happen to be. We appreciate you being with us. Hour number one was fun. Talked a little bit about Alex Maselli and his story on the Daily Drive to kind of kick off the year about the continuing ongoing feud between LIV and PGA Tour and the fact that golf fans are getting a bit apathetic to the whole thing. He wonders if the professional golf world will be able to answer some questions about where we're going on this whole thing. And he also kind of mentioned that based on what we're seeing with tee sheets being full and ratings down, that, you know, more golf fans are choosing to participate in the game of golf than they are to watch the game of professional golf. So what does the future hold there, and what are some of the reasons behind that? We talked about that. We also talked about Scottie Scheffler and what his over-under on wins is coming off of a seven-win 2024 campaign. He's got 4-2-7. Those are the three seasons that he's had so far on the PGA Tour. Bob put the over-under at 5. So going on to do 12 or more wins puts him into some pretty elite company. VJ went 9-4. He also went 4-9. He went 4-9-4. So he had 13 any way you slice those two seasons. So that would be the next best is Tiger.
And
in the modern years.
And if he duplicates his year from this last year.
7-7?
Yep. He reaches that benchmark of 20 wins on the PGA Tour for a lifetime exemption.
That's pretty cool. Not a lot of modern guys do that.
In the space of 3 years or 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys haven't done that have been great golfers.
We talked about the great, the GOAT, Tiger Woods, from 99 to 09, 64 wins. Arnold Palmer had 62 wins in his career.
Total. My dad had 51.
I thought you were going to 52.
Well, 52 if you count the Fano Open, which it should be counted.
It was counted when he won.
Yes, it was.
It was just taken away later.
Yes, it was.
By Mr. Beeman.
Yep, Dean Beeman.
All right, well, we'll get into it all. Caddy joins us later this hour as well. Stay tuned. We got to talk about stars on the PGA Tour and what constitutes a star. That's all next right here on Real Golf Radio.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This segment brought to you in part by Zions Bank for banking tools designed to keep you in the fairway. Zions Bank is for you. Visit zionsbank.com or your local branch today, a division of Zions Bank Corporation and a member FDIC. We appreciate you being with us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, America's favorite caddy. His inaugural 2025 appearance coming up in just about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. All right, so some of the things that we've hit. Official over-under for Scottie Scheffler on Real Golf Radio, Bob set it at 5. From what I've seen, I have a hard time not wanting to take the over on that, but it's just really hard to do. We're talking about a 7-win season backed up by a 5-win season. That's 12. Tiger went 6-8, 8-7, 8-9. I mean, those are some big numbers. He went 7-4. The one year he won 7 times, he backed it up with a 4-win season. So would he be better than
a 4-win season? Still a great season.
I'm going to go with 4.
Okay. You're going the under.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under. And that's not to disrespect. Like, you go 7-4, that's amazing. No.
Yeah.
I just think it's hard to do. And I start to wonder about guys, you know, we haven't really talked about the guys that are playing this week, but the Golf Channel did a whole lot on Colin Morikawa and his coming off of a season where he didn't win, even though Brandel Chambly said they had to change the tour championship format because he shot the lowest 4 rounds. You know, he had the lowest score after 4 rounds, but Scottie Scheffler had the starting strokes. I get it though, but it's very untraditional for the game of golf. I don't know exactly how you do it, but there's some way to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe make it better. Point being is he's due, right? And a guy like Colin Morikawa, who's already got a couple majors to his credit, I mean, he's a guy that you would expect could clip off a few, and he didn't clip off any last year.
Correct.
Jordan Spieth says he's finally pain-free. Well, Jordan, no, are you gonna tell me Jordan Spieth's career is over?
No.
He's got more in the tank, right?
Oh, yeah.
With what we saw in that 3-year stretch, you would think he's got a lot more. In fact, it's surprising
he's still young.
So young.
But you think about these guys, you know, Rory's in his 30s. You've got JT, you've got Spieth, Scheffler, Morikawa. Schauffele.
Look, Schauffele's world number 2. Dude's coming off 2 majors.
Yeah.
Where does he go for next year, right?
Yeah.
For this year. By next year, I mean this year now.
Yep.
He just got a taste of it. Watch out for Shoffley.
I'm going to say two on him.
A two-win season or two majors again?
Two-win season.
Major?
Not this year.
Oh. I think he can clip off another one. The guy's feeling it, man. He won over there in a brutal weather at Tatroon, and then, you know, he wins, you know, with
the PGA.
Kind of a shootout in the heat. I don't know. I like his chances. In fact, it might happen at Augusta.
Augusta's a perfect track for him.
It's not time for our way too early major predictions. We'll do that next week, but I kind of like him and I'll have to do some research. I have to go back. I don't have my Masters like spreadsheet that I usually have, but I got to think that Shoffley's probably a pretty good pick.
Traditionally, he's played really good in the U.S. Open too.
Yeah. So he's a good U.S. Open player. Oakmont. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What about stars? Okay. We just mentioned some big names. What about stars? Who's starring on tour this season? And what is even a star on the PGA Tour these days? What constitutes a star on tour? Because I think when you look at a guy like Max Homa, that guy's a star on tour. He didn't exactly have the year he hoped. He was right there in the Masters. You were hanging on what Max Homa was saying at the press conferences at Augusta round after round as much as anybody. That guy captures you. There's something about Max Homa that captures you. I loved his post game. In fact, I was sure he was going to win the way that he approached his press conference after the third round. Like, I love that stuff with him. So I think he's the kind of guy that is a star. Scheffler's a star, but he's a quiet star. Like, he's a different kind of star. He's a star because of the way he wins and his kind of aw shucks, happy-go-lucky kind of attitude and the family guy, and yet he's out there kicking everybody's butt out on the golf course. Like, he's unreal.
Yeah. So one of the things that I find really interesting is these guys are endearing to the public. I mean, when they talk, you know, we sat in on Tiger Woods and that kind of thing. Phil was very endearing to the public. We sat in on Tiger Woods, pat answers, road answers, wasn't giving up too much, wasn't letting people know all about him, which could have caused intrigue. And watching him compete and win and that kind of thing, that's what people tuned in for.
But Tiger was also still very respectful, too, in his comments.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Tiger understood the history of the game. So, yes, he was very respectful for those who came before him. People wanted and still want to see Tiger Woods play, and they tune in because of Tiger Woods. So, yeah, he's not competing on the highest level, but Tiger Woods is still a star. Absolutely. Okay, but as far as the younger crew is concerned, guys like Scheffler and Shoffley and Rory and Morikawa and Thomas and Ricky and Spieth and Bryson and Homa, those guys are endearing to the fans, man. The fans love to hear those guys talk. And I love to hear their stories and say things that the normal people would feel or what's important to them. And I think because of that, those types of guys that I just mentioned, those are the stars of the game right now.
So I'm just go down the list of some of my favorites that are on the leaderboard right now. Tony Finau, right? Yep. That guy's a star.
Yeah.
He's got some swagger. He's fun. His wife and the whole family things. His wife on social media probably helps him out a little bit too.
Yeah.
But he's easy to root for. He's Mr. Nice Guy. And he finally has some wins to back it up, right? Next step is get a major for Tony. Will Zalatoris bursts onto the scene. A lot of charisma, a lot of fun, kind of throwback in the way he plays the game. Here's hoping his back will allow him to reach his potential. Max Homa, we just talked about him. Wyndham Clark, I have him on there. I don't know that Wyndham Clark's a star. And that's not to be disrespectful, but I just don't know that he has grabbed the public's attention yet. Like, right. I don't know that he, whatever, the way he goes about, I don't know that it's star power. He's certainly a major champion. He's a top level professional athlete, golfer, but I don't know. Danny McCarthy, not really a star. Justin Thomas, star. Association with Tiger Woods, the majors, the wins, the demonstrative behavior, very Tiger-like. Patrick Cantlay.
Nah.
He's a star in spite of himself. And what I mean, like, he's had success in spite of himself, I should say. He's not doing himself any favors. The body language, the slow play, the deliberate actions, not necessarily.
But his success was like a year or two ago. It hasn't been in the last little while.
Sam Burns is on my favorites list.
Yeah.
Probably not a star yet, you know, but is exciting. Great putter. Kind of quiet.
Tony Finau.
Yeah. Xander Schauffele, he's a star. I mean, the guy is, you know, he's a little guy, but he hits it a long ways. He's gritty. You know, he's, you know, lighting up the cigar at the Ryder Cups. I mean, there's a lot of things about him winning the two majors. Like, Xander, and he's got the X, man. He's the X man, right? I mean, that there's a lot of things you can kind of take that can kind of create stardom. And then Brian Harmon's the other guy that I have on there in my favorites. And there's a lot to like about Brian Harmon, but, you know, maybe not quite star power there. So that's what I'm saying. Other guys that could pretend, Keegan Bradley, you know, that guy's star power, right?
Yeah.
Adam Scott, Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland. You know, these guys just, they have intrigue to them, and the people can kind of, little things that you can grab on. Jason Day, still a star, right? Jason Day's a star out there. Although I don't really love his current wardrobe, but.
Yeah. Slouchy.
Yeah. But anyway, so there has to be more. Jake Knapp, I think, could be a star. Nick Dunlap can be a star. Those guys have the platform and the opportunity to be able to be stars. It takes a little bit of charisma. You certainly have to have the game, but you also have to have the awareness to be able to do things that interact with fans. And they don't all have to be the same. You don't have to be Tiger Woods wearing red on Sunday and doing demonstrative fist pumps. It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be Phil Mickelson. It can be a variety of different things. So, hey, we'll see what the caddy thinks about that. We'll see what the caddy thinks about the over-under that you've set at 5. If he's going over or under. And we'll just, you know, I'm excited. Caddy joins us next. We're going to have inaugural conversation. It's 2025. Happy New Year, y'all. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and it's this year's first edition of America's Favorite Caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy, on Real Golf Radio.
Oh, I actually kind of missed that tune over the last couple of weeks. It is America's favorite caddy coming in hot with the Open that is, what, 20 years old and still fresh as can be. What's up, caddy?
Classics never grow old.
Classics, I like it.
They just age like a fine vino. And by the way, Mac O'Grady once told me that he lived in Palm Springs, and he said he'd go out intentionally during the winter and drive around and try to get behind an old person to teach himself patience.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going through the parking lot at Ralph's, and I got to tell you.
You're learning patience?
Just negotiating. It's kind of like rush. I don't know what's worse, just getting past the entrance to Ralph's or negotiating rush hour traffic in downtown Manhattan.
Oh, my.
It's about the same, huh?
It's a tough one. But it's cleared out. I gained no points for hitting any elderly people because I was very careful, and I'm on my way back to the ranch.
Well, thank goodness for that. Wow, yeah, we don't want to hear about any of that kind of stuff. So.
You're in Palm Springs?
I am, Palm Desert, La Quinta. We're actually a long way from Palm Springs. We're 30 to 40 minutes away.
I'm talking about the area.
I think correct. The area is Palm Desert.
You are correct, sir. Yeah. You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
I remember the salad days when I used to fly in here in a Lear 31. Yeah.
The salad days?
Those were the good times. Yeah, that's what they said in Raising Arizona.
Oh, okay.
The salad days. Mm. Whatever that means.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, Caddy, so here's an interesting one, before we get into that, Happy New Year, my friend. It's good it's good to have you back on the show.
Well, it's a couple days late, but Happy New Year.
Yeah. I mean, it's still appropriate. It's within the week. Yeah. So, did you have a good holiday?
I had a wonderful time, yes. Lovely time. Can't complain. You guys, too?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course.
I just didn't get enough to eat. It's weird.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Well.
Hey, Caddy.
Oh.
So Brian went down to Black Desert Resort for New Year's Eve. He went into the steakhouse and had a phenomenal steak, he said, but they had a setup like menu.
Prefix.
A prefix. And the appetizer was a raw oyster.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Are you an oyster guy or not an oyster guy?
So I used to be an oyster guy. I think I'm giving up the raw oyster thing, though. It's just taking too much of a gamble.
A gamble of what?
Food poisoning.
Yeah.
That's gastronomical consequences.
Yeah. Thankfully, we didn't have any of that. That's my first time slurping one down.
Oh, did you have the horseradish and the Tabasco and the crackers?
There you go.
Nope, but that's
what I'm saying.
So
you're missing everything. You did not have oysters then, my son. Well, you did not have roast.
I had them. Slurped it straight off the shell.
Did Jesus have wine at the Last Supper? I mean, there's some things you just can't. You have to have the horseradish and the Tabasco.
So they had prepared these as an appetizer, really nice presentation, and it had a little bit of what they called pineapple caviar mix, you know, kind of on top.
Wow.
Of it. Yeah.
So that was the acid, the pineapple.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're talking
about a level above the caddy's culinary ability.
No, but that's caddy, the way you've eaten them is the way to eat them. That's what I told Brian. Horseradish and hot sauce on it.
I'm going down south with this. We're, you know, you're West Coast over here, or at least the mountains. Things are done differently, but I'm just, you know,
all too I can
much
tell
on
you,
the southern oyster.
All I can tell you is you two boys would like basalt. It's an incredible
steakhouse
there. Well, I mean, the invitation always stands. So
let's go.
I'm glad we got.
Did they have lava cake?
They did not. They actually, I don't know if you would have been down for the dessert. I liked it. It was a roasted pear puff pastry.
Well, that would be okay.
Yeah. It was actually, I thought it was quite good, but it's different, right? It's flaky. It's not super sweet, but it was really nice. Yeah, really well done. Yeah. So
cool.
One of the best steaks I've ever had, Caddy. I'll throw that out there. So cooked
to
perfection.
I don't know. There's nothing like a really good steak. I think that's the number one thing for the caddy. If I had to pick one meal, it's the really well. You know, I like it. I like it seared. I like it a little seared on the outside.
Yeah, crust.
Medium rare plus. Seared.
Yep.
Seared
yep.
Chicago style. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
That's exactly how I ordered it. Actually, medium rare plus.
Yeah, you know, the Chipotle I just ordered just ain't going to make it after talking about the steak. Thank you. Thank you for that.
And what's your favorite steak, Caddy?
You mean his favorite cut?
Cut.
My favorite cut, you know, I go back and forth. The filet's good. The strip's good. There's always the ribeye, of course. So I'm not sure what really, it's between those three. And I'll get a little diversity there between those three cuts. Either one, anyone's fine.
Yeah. They do have a 40-ounce tomahawk if the three of us want to tear into that next time.
Holy
moly. Oh, yeah, we could easily take down the 40-ounce tomahawk, the three of us. In fact, one of us is going to be disappointed amongst the three. You don't get up. Make sure the key to that meal, us three with that tomahawk, I'm making sure I do not have to excuse myself from the table during that meal. Because that's where I lose. That's where I lose out right there. Yeah.
Or don't bring me any vegetables.
Oh, well, we're 8 minutes into this interview and we're still talking food. I don't need to do that. I don't mean to do that. But one of the sides was not mashed potatoes. It was potato butter. Not buttered potato, potato butter.
What?
Think mashed potatoes, but apparently the recipe is equal parts potato and butter.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And
that's good for me.
I'll tell you what, it is unreal. Don't eat too much of it, but it's really good.
My scale just turned on and added 10 pounds to the start, to the zero. It just added 10 to the zero when you said that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's it's really, really good. Yeah, but it's look, that's just part of the experience at Black Desert. So that's that. Hey, listen, Caddy, we got people are like, really, I didn't tune into the Culinary Network. I understand that, but hopefully you enjoyed that conversation. So Alex Maselli wrote an article that, and he basically, this is kind of his kickoff to the year, is the fact that it's been so many days and years since this whole feud between Liv and the PGA Tour has started, and it doesn't feel like it's really going anywhere. And then he goes on to say that there seems to be a bit of an apathy developing amongst golf fans about this whole situation. And in fact, he went so far as to say that in 2025, golfers would rather be playing or participating than watching the professional game. And that's, you know, maybe out. And he said outside of the four majors and the Ryder Cup. So I just wanted to get your thoughts. We spent much of the first hour talking about that. And I just wonder what you think from having been in the show in the professional game for so long. What's your take on that and the current situation there?
So what we learned from the father's son this fall is that it was probably one of the best things to watch on TV golf the whole fall. I thought watching the Longers and the Woods come down the stretch, right? That was really cool. Nobody has any idea what the money was in it. So it just tells you what's compelling for golf are it's the competition and the personalities and the event itself. The event itself is a big, big deal. You know, is it a classic event? Is it? So you need those things. So throw out all the money that has, you know, gone up and up and up and up and up with the Live and all that. So you need the personalities, and that's, I think the fans aren't happy no matter how you feel about Live and all that stuff. Everybody wants to see Bryson playing. Everybody wants to see a lot of those guys playing. They don't want to not see them playing all together with Scotty and JT and the PGA Tour crew. So that it would be nice to solve that. That's the main thing. You want those personalities back in there, and that's the number one thing. And then from there, it's just, for me, maybe it's because I've been around so long, but there's all these traditional tournaments that I'm used to watching that are fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You like watching Hawaii, you like watching Torrey Pines, you like watching the Amex with you know, the Pro-Am stuff. You like that, obviously Pebble Beach and the AT&T, which was the Crosby Clam Bake and the Celebrity, all that stuff. It's, versus just some tournament that we've never heard of before. So that's the formula that makes golf fun to watch on TV instead of saying, I don't feel like watching this.
That's the Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Short break. More with America's favorite caddy. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app, presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Book your preview stay now at blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities still available as well. blackdesertresort.com. Continuing now with America's favorite caddy.
For some people, it's just the majors, understandably. I'm kind of like that with baseball. I used to be a baseball nut when I was young. And now I hardly watch it at all, but I do check out the playoffs and I do check out the World Series. And it's better when I get some, it's kind of like watching the NFL. I like watching, it's not just the teams. I like watching Mahomes play. Who doesn't like watching Mahomes play? You know, it's the personalities and the great talents you like watching. So they just need to, I hope they can figure out how to get everybody, you know, get the band back together, so to speak. Would be
so
nice.
So we also talked about a little bit about what makes a personality, or who are the personalities, the top guys that you would watch on television, not only in the majors, but week to week if they're in the event. Who makes that list of the top guys for you, and who are they?
Well, there's such a diversity there because – you can't say it's just this type of guy or that type of guy, because you have someone who's pretty quiet. Like, you have the quiet, nice guy, the white cowboy hat, Scottie Scheffler. And who doesn't like watching Scottie? And then you've got somebody who's a little bit more fiery, competitive, like JT, and, you know, might talk a little bit. And then you got Spieth chattering away, and he's always, you know, then his style of game where he's kind of doing the Arnold Palmer, Phil Mickelson, Seve Ballesteros, you know, hit it over behind the cart barn and get it up and down kind of stuff. That's fun. And then for Tiger, it was, you know, the assassin competitor who just was that good and dominant. And I mean, there's all kinds of different personalities that all come together to make it really good. But so there's no just, you know, oh, you need to do this, you need to do more of that. Even the guys that people love to hate, that's part of it. It's always, you know, you don't want to necessarily go out to be a villain, but the villains are part of it too. So, yeah.
Well, I think of guys like even going back in the day, Fred Funk, for instance, you know, when he put the skirt on in the skins game, which, by the way, is coming back next year. That's kind of some off-season news that we hadn't talked about. But when he put the skirt on, I mean, like, the funkster kind of, and then he embraced the whole we want the funk and all that kind of stuff. Like, when you, those are the kind of things that I think people start to relate to, right? Because otherwise, I think you'd look at Fred and say, you know what, that's a otherwise rather boring kind of guy, just straight down the middle, doesn't hit it very long. You know, he's opposite of a guy like John Daly. He's just, you know, he's sort of like straight down the middle, with Daly being the, you know, the crazy, you know, big swinging, you know, kind of entertainer from that standpoint. But he found his niche, and it captured people. I think Max Homa is a little bit unique that way. He's not real demonstrative, but he's popular on social media, and he has fun interaction with the fans. And he's kind of like that cool California, you know, sort of subtle, cool, you know, kind of guy, which I think that's why it's a big pickup for Cobra to pick him up this year. So, you know, to your point, there's varying different ways that you can, I guess, create the star within you in what you're doing.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think it's maybe some guys, there are, you know, there's some people who just don't have much of a personality, and that's just how it is. But like you said, Fred's a real approachable guy. You watch Fred and you think, oh man, I bet I could go have a beer with that guy. And yeah, you could, because he's just like you think he is. And then you look at Tiger. Let's take Tiger and Phil to compare them. They're both great players. Tiger is the guy on the pedestal that you can't even approach doing anything that he does. So it's like there's this, you know, incredible thing in front of you that you can't even touch, but you watch. It's like watching Michael Jordan play basketball. You can't do that. Then you have Phil, who can be great, but can also do exactly what you do. He can totally shank a shot or chunk a wedge or, you know, hit it sideways. All of a sudden hit three balls out of bounds. So Phil is the flawed genius who you can actually kind of relate to. And then all of a sudden you can't relate to him because he does something out of this world. So that's two different formulas for what people really love watching. And it's like that with everybody. Everybody's got a mix of stuff. You got Tyrrell Hatton, and you know, you might not like the occasional language, but I mean, tell me it's not entertaining to watch Tyrrell get mad. Some people are fun to watch get mad, and it's not fun to watch Bryson get mad, but it's really fun to watch Tyrrell have to get mad.
How about Woody Austin?
It's kind of like watching Stabber. And, oh, Woody, well, yeah, Woody, yeah, oh boy. Oh boy. I've got some Woody Austin stories. Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, but no, I remember, I think Woody would get mad when you'd make a putt playing with him. He'd get mad at you because he was never a very good putter, and he certainly considers himself a very poor putter, and it drove him crazy when guys would start making all kinds of putts, and it was kind of, you know, evilly fun to watch too. But anyway, yeah, no, there's like Stadler's fun to watch get mad, right? He was always fun to watch.
Volcano?
Well, yeah, the volcanoes are different. They're a little, anyway. Golf, I remember, we were playing at the Tradition, the senior major out there in Oregon, in Bend, and beautiful crosswater. And Mike Reed hit a shot on a par three, and he slammed his club on the granite marker,
what?
You know, the plate. Yes. He slammed the club on
Slammed it? Does he
have
that in
the group? Well, everybody in the group was basically paralyzed from moving or breathing because it was the most shocking. That's the most shocking thing I've ever seen in golf was Mike Reed slamming a club onto a granite plate, you know, yardage plate. And I thought to myself, well, that proves it then. It is correct. Anybody can lose their mind in this game because Mike Reed does not have the capacity to do that. He does.
Temporary zone of insanity.
Well, you know what?
Yep, the zone of temporary insanity.
You do notice he slammed a inanimate object, though. He didn't slam the grass because it might hurt a bug that might be crawling through the grass. He went for the hard stone, which can't be hurt. That's radar right there.
Well, maybe. I got to think, though, he wasn't thinking clearly at that point in time. I really don't think it was.
But it's just his natural. It's just natural. It came naturally for him. Guy wouldn't squash a bug.
He had a comment, and I don't remember what it was after he did it, but it was something that was pretty funny after he did it. Like, I'd have to make it up, but it was. That was a shocking moment. Isn't that funny?
That's actually
the most
really
shocking
funny.
Thing I've seen on a golf course. Yeah.
He whispered his comment afterwards as well. So
Yes, he did.
That's awesome.
Remember Chuck Voorhees? Remember Chuck? He used to caddy for him. Everybody thought they were brothers, but they weren't related at all. Chuck was a.
How close was Radar? How close was Radar to winning two majors in 2 years? Oh man, heartbreak.
Boy, yeah, yeah. He was something else. And you look at that. If you have back problems and you watch that guy, you realize, you know, you weren't born as lucky as he was, because oh my goodness, he had a lot of bend in that follow through, didn't he, Bob? Holy cow.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Man,
I went whitewater rafting. I went whitewater rafting with Mike Reed, and he didn't all of a sudden get aggressive, you know, rowing through, you know, class five rapids either. He'll just put it that way. So nicest guy though. Such a nice guy.
Yeah. That reminds me. I went tarpon fishing one time with a guy I caddied for who was a big time South Florida fishing guy. And I had only gone trout fishing, so I didn't know anything about bigger fish. And I guess they all of a sudden they yell, "Set the hook." So I just, you know how you set the hook when you have a fly. I mean, it was like a little flick of the rod, and they just thought that was the funniest thing they've ever seen. They're like, "Set the hook? How you set a hook?" Oh my goodness! They just lay. I never got they. Yeah, that was pretty bad. They let me have it. I've had very traumatic fishing experiences.
Apparently, yeah.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
I've not been tarpon fishing, but I do understand that if you're going to set, it's going to be a strip set, not a.
You're yanking on that. You're yanking on that rod hard, and I didn't even know what that meant. So,
I'm guessing the tarpon got away.
The tarpon got away. Yep.
Well, Caddy, this has been fun. Real quick, before we let you go, Bob set the over-under on Scottie Scheffler's wins for 2025 at 5. So he's coming off a 7-win season. And Bob put the over-under at 5. Where are you going with that?
That's like a Vegas line right there. I don't know how you – that's a great over-under line. Well done, Bob. I couldn't agree more.
Hey, and Caddy, guess what? If he duplicates his year from last year, he hits 20, which is the benchmark for lifetime exempt on the PGA Tour.
I'm going U.S. Open for Scotty at Oakmont. Mm.
Wow,
I think that's real good for a guy who drives it like he does. And I'm going U.S. Open victory for Scotty.
Mark that.
Claw.
Gotta mark that.
A claw putting grip win at Oakmont. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Tiger had 8-win season and followed it with a 9-win season. He had a 6-win season and followed it with an 8-win season. That 8-win season, he followed it with a 7-win season. So obviously Tiger was good. That was all between 99 and 2009. Vijay won 9 times, followed it up with 4. Spieth went 5-2-3 in a 3-year stretch. Rory went 4-3 in a 2-year stretch. So there hasn't been a whole lot of big win, you know, kind of years back to back on the PGA Tour in recent year. You go back to Hogan and Nelson, they did it all the time, and Snead. But recent years, you just don't see that a whole lot. Arnold Palmer, 60-62, lit it up. But he had 2 8-win seasons in 3 years. So Johnny Miller won 8 times in 74, but then I don't think, or in 75, but then I don't think did much the next year. So anyway, the point is it doesn't happen very often, but there's really no case to say Scotty's going to, like, he spent it all. Like, that was it. That's all he had. There's nothing to really suggest that. He just seems to do it so easily.
But outside of Tiger, it's pretty much a 2-year thing for almost everybody, right? And he's done his 2 years, right? So but Scotty is.
I don't
different.
Think 2-7 is a 2 years. 2-7? He's gone 4-2-7, Scotty has.
4-2-7. Yeah.
I don't know that.
He's gone 4-2-7.
Yeah.
I thought he had more. He only had 2 wins 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no. He's going for six. He's going for six plus this year.
Oh wow! All right.
There you go,
all
caddy.
Right. There we go.
I like it.
And I think he's bagging two majors this year as well.
Whoa! Let's go.
We've seen unbelievable. Look, I got to tell you, before Scotty started doing his Scotty thing, I would have bet much more likely than not that we'll never see anybody win six times in a year ever again.
Mm.
I think I would have gone there instead of saying someone's going to win like six or seven, but he's doing it. And, it's pretty cool. I think over the next 10 years, 10 to 15 years, you'll see the next Tiger Woods. I don't know who it's going to be, but I think we'll see the next Tiger. It happens, you know, it happens every 10 to 20 years, basically, right? So, yeah.
All right. Mark it down. Good stuff. Hey, Caddy, thanks, man. We appreciate it. I'll let you get back to that Chipotle and then, you know, maybe go get you a steak later. Send us the bill. We'll buy.
Yeah, and for our younger listening audience, we do know it's Chipotle and not Chipotle.
Chipotle, not
but
Chipotle.
I also say Chipotle because I'm old.
Chipotle. Anyway.
I just throw it out because it's you. Thanks, Caddy.
Gentlemen,
there you go. That's the caddy right here on Real Golf Radio, and that'll do it for us. Thanks so much for joining us. Show one of 50 in year 2025, 26th year of hosting the show. So good to be with you. At Real Golf is the Twitter handle. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our great producer of over 20 years. For Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.